Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ever watch your pets sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What is the key to a happy marriage? Well, Matthew McConaughey seems to have all the answers, because him and his wife have been married over 13 years. And the reason this is impressive is because it's a Hollywood marriage.
Right.
My parents just celebrated 45 years last month, but 13 years in Hollywood? That's considered an eternity.
Absolutely. I mean, you rarely see those couples last, given the stardom and the pressure of the limelight and things of that nature.
It's tough.
It's few and far between.
How many of you think our boy Matthew has a point here, and maybe the advice he is giving to married couples? Maybe some of you are already doing this. The 55-year-old wrote down a series of life advice tips he wants to dish out to people in his new book, Poems and Prayers. I started listening to it on Audible last night, I think it was. And for him, the most important rule was one that starts in the bedroom, and it branches out to impact pretty much everything about his family. The reason him and his wife have a happy marriage and have been together for as long as they have is because they sleep on a queen mattress instead of a king.
Nightmare.
And he says, when I wake up in the morning and my wife is 12 feet from me, that is a problem. He goes, I want to snuggle, and it's important for us to be close to one another.
Ew.
You got to get yourself a queen size mattress where you're both shoulder to shoulder. I'm telling you, it's great for the marriage. And I thought, huh, well, that's interesting.
This is like truly my nightmare, but to be honest, this is my fiance's dream.
Really?
Dream.
You guys sleep on a king now?
Yes, we have a king.
Okay.
But at least once or twice a month, she'll propose us downgrading to a queen. I mean, Yvonne, honestly, I think she would want a full.
For this reason?
Yes.
Oh, she wants to be close to you.
Yes.
Anyone right now struggling in their marriage, have you thought about maybe downsizing the mattress, or is it too late because you're already sleeping in different rooms?
She was just trying to propose actually the other day. She's like, when we move into our new house, our new bedroom's going to be way smaller than it is now, so we probably need to get a queen. I'm not doing it.
She makes a good point.
Not doing it.
585-252-9800. Honestly, I think a queen mattress is the perfect size.
It's not the perfect size, though. Like,
yeah, it is.
First of all, you need to also take into consideration people and couples who have dogs and animals and pets. That's one of the biggest reasons why they get king mattresses, is because it's not just two people in a bed, it's three. And if it's three people and a queen, see yourself out. See yourself out. The door's right there.
I'm dying to know how many people own an Alaskan size mattress.
What's that?
You can fit like 10 people in it.
Ooh.
I think it's the biggest you can get, right?
Like for like group sex? What's happening here?
Just for your bedroom.
Okay.
Let me go to the phone. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Patrice.
Breezy's fiance. Patrice.
Nope. Literally obsessed with this topic.
Let me ask you something. Why do you want to downgrade to a queen size? Is it for the same reason Matthew McConaughey wants to do it?
absolutely. I could not agree with the man more. I think it's genius. Breezy always complains that we don't snuggle. Well, because there's 20 feet in between us.
Right.
I have to, like, swim to the other side of the mattress to see her.
Do you have to, like, text her first?
Smaller mattress.
You got to text her to come join you?
Absolutely. I usually do.
That's a
She's
big bed.
I'm so... She'll see it.
It is a big bed.
It's
but
huge.
I think it's perfect because you can snuggle and be cuddly and lovey when you want. And then by the time it's time to go to bed, each of us can sleep peacefully in our own sections.
You know, this...
I mean, at that rate, we might as well live apart.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Yeah, there are some people that, you know, like I said, they're already sleeping in different rooms. Some people took it one step further and just decided to live in different states.
But, babe, you want a, you want a twin for us.
I do, yeah.
You not can't, a, not a sleeping, like, a London double-decker bus
That's not
on top of each other. Insane.
You know, I find this interesting. Kim says the reason most married couples love a king-size bed is for the reason that they don't have to be close to
so
one
you can
another.
Get away from each other.
This is great.
Messed up.
Also, we have a full-fledged, like, 80-pound dog, so...
She's literally 60 pounds.
Whatever.
She's
I'm not,
not
great
80.
With math.
She's a medium-sized dog. To be fair, our king-size bed works out because I give Phoebe, our dog, I give her my side, mm-hmm. and then Breezy and I share her side. So,
so
it works
annoying.
For now.
I'm always like being flying off what, the side of the bed.
You know,
always.
Was, because we
it's
know
not big enough.
We know Breezy's love for dogs. Was there a discussion about the dog sleeping on the bed when you guys moved in together?
I mean... Yes and no. She was like, I don't want the dog to sleep on the bed. And I was like, there's no choice. Fee's literally 8 years old. She's been doing this since day one. She's not going to change for you. So it was a compromise Breezy had to make.
Yeah. No, I forget about that. There are compromises.
She splits her time. Like half the night she'll be in bed. Half the night she'll be on her bed.
She starts in bed and then she's over it. So she mostly sleeps in her own dog bed on the floor. And then she'll start the morning in bed with us.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of ruckus happening, so yeah.
All right, well, listen, good luck with that, Patrice. Appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thank you. Anytime, guys.
All right, love you. Bye.
Us getting a twin is diabolical.
I mean, that's crazy. So if it's not the mattress, then what's the real key to having a happy marriage? Because as we know, the butterflies are guaranteed to fade. If you don't respect each other's opinions, boundaries, decisions, everything just collapses, you
right.
know? But... The reason a king would be great is because you're forced not to be close to one another.
Right.
You know, you need your space a little
you
bit.
You do need space. It's healthy know. Separation. Matthew McConaughey clearly has, like, is not him love bombing his wife. It's so weird.
No, they've been together 13 years. They're doing great, I think. I remember my...
He's like, I know him super well. So.
No, my father once told me, I'll never forget this. If you're going to forgive someone when you're married, then you have to forgive them fully. Like, you can't bring up... the thing that they did that hurt you over and over and over again.
Right.
Doesn't mean you don't wipe the slate clean like right. it never happened. You just choose not to use it as ammo.
Yeah.
All the time.
Right.
And I'm like, man, have you and mom ever thought about maybe getting an Alaskan? Their bed is massive and I never understood it. I think
they're
it's
also
too big.
Like so small. Like they are tiny people.
Right.
They could fit in a twin.
I think my dad's what's my dad? 5'7", my mom's 5'2", something like that. How I'm 5'9"
is I'm 5'7". I don't think your dad's 5'7".
Wake up to PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or Perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
When you tell your smart device to play 98
PX. Wild story coming out of Highmark Stadium, Bills Mafia, and everything in between. Obviously, the last time the Bills played was last Thursday against the Miami Dolphins. Great game. Live, laugh, love. But there was something that happened in the stadium during that game that could have been life, well, it was life-altering, but could have been way more life-altering if the Bills Mafia did not step up and step in. A Clifton Springs family is expressing extreme gratitude to the Bills Mafia after the fans in Highmark Stadium helped save a man's life during the Thursday night game. So the man who suffered a heart condition, his name was Brian Dodge, and he was 68 years old. During the opening drive of the Bills-Dolphins game, he was experiencing a heart issue in the stands. He was there with his daughter, Candace, who obviously had no idea what was going on. He was there in the stands, said he kind of like fell over and got tunnel vision, and they were obviously distressed. People around them in their section were saying, hey, do you need help? Is something wrong? What's going on? So the entire section collectively started screaming together to kind of flag anybody down that could help. It just so happened that a nurse by the name of Danielle Johnson, who is a Bills fan and was watching the game as well, was nearby and quickly intervened. Now, she wasn't in that section. She was just walking to go to the bathroom, but obviously with her medical background, she knew exactly what to do and started giving him chest compressions right then and there in the stands. It was obviously crazy. We've seen this with our beloved Bills, with DeMar Hamlin on the field a couple years back in the stands. It's always really scary when something like that happens at a sporting event or a concert because you're around so many people, but it's such chaos that it's hard to kind of maneuver. But Candace expressed a newfound connection to the Bills community, Bills Mafia as a whole, crediting that they literally saved her father's life. He's currently staying at Rochester General Hospital, where he's scheduled to undergo surgery for a pacemaker. So what exactly happened was he suffered from a heart condition affecting his heart's natural pacemaker. So I think he has to have an artificial one put in, essentially. So
Danielle was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And, you know, this, according to the daughter, it was their second Bills game they've ever been to. So, yeah, you can call it memorable for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Glad the guy's doing okay.
It's nice to see the sense of community. It's very easy to get away from that and, you know, think to yourself, Bills Mafia are out of control and unhinged and do crazy things like jump through flaming tables. But at the end of the day, it really is a community of people that will help their neighbor if they need help.
There's a comedian named Drew Lynch. He broke down in tears. He was doing a comedy show, and a guy in the audience went into cardiac arrest in the middle of his show. And everybody came together and helped the guy out. It was, I watched the TikTok video. It was an intense moment that took place, but all the audience members responded, and then seconds later, someone shouted, call 911, and saved the guy's life.
Wow, that's insane.
All right, guys, call me crazy, but I think I just found a frozen pizza that might be, dare I say, better than the pizza I had in Italy.
No, you need
help. I know. Hear me out. Trust me when I say it's next level gourmet, and I could literally help change your pizza game forever. I'll tell you why I think this is life-changing coming up next on the show.
Will be.
Switching positions for you at 7:40 in the morning. Speaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy. Call me crazy.
We will.
And like most people, I'm obsessed with pizza. I can probably eat it every day.
I love pizza.
Not get bored. Some of the best pizza I've ever eaten was just recently with my trip to Italy, right? And I thought, I'm never going to be able to get pizza like this back home. Wrong! Last night, I had a frozen pizza.
You need literally psychological help, clinical help.
Call me crazy.
No, we will.
Hear me out. My buddy introduced me to this pizza on Sunday. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. So I went out. I bought it. This pizza was similar to whatever it is I ate in Italy. I got it at Wegmans. It was pepperoni, hot honey. The crust was incredible. So you take it out of the box, you throw it in the oven. First bite brought me back to Italy. And I was like, I don't know if I'm trying to remember the name. Best pizza. I think it was like Amore or something like that. So my Aunt Maria in Italy.
Super helpful. Yeah. He's like, best pizza I've ever had. Don't know the name, but like you guys can find it.
My Aunt Maria in Italy FaceTimes me. I think it was around midnight third time. So she's drinking wine with my parents and she says, what are you eating? I said, pizza. She says, homemade? I said, no, frozen, but it's some of the best I've ever had. And she loses it on me.
Yeah, she should.
She
She
leaves the table. She goes to get my mom, brings her back and says, look what your son's doing. Look what he's doing right now. Mm-hmm. I said, it's not like I'm eating a DiGiorno.
The frozen pizza is so disgusting.
It's not.
It is. I think the pepperoni tastes like blood. It's so gross. It is so nasty.
Well, I think the reason why this was so good, too, is I think the pizza crust, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's imported from Italy. So it's probably the same exact pizza I was eating when I was there.
No. There's no way. There's no way.
If I make it and bring it in, would you at least try it?
I guess, but I mean, it's still frozen pizza at the end of the day. It's like you go from having fresh dough, fresh ingredients, people are making it who actually know what they're doing, and you preheat the oven. You're like, honestly, kind of slaps. Like, this is so disrespectful to your culture.
Guys, I made
it. You will never be invited back to Italy keep it up.
What am I supposed to do if I can't get it there? I had to get it here, and Wegmans happens to have it. Oh, God. Teresa is calling in.
No.
Hello?
So let me get this straight, guys. This is Teresa, by the way.
Shocker.
You know, we know.
I can't believe what came out of your mouth. Are you guys like drunk this morning?
Oh, she says you guys.
Yeah, like don't lump me in with this.
What is the
Nobody
problem?
Nobody in their right mind. You know, did you just really sit there and compare some frozen pizza to pizza you ate in Italy?
I'm just saying, as far as the crust is concerned, it was very similar. That's
yeah, he
all
might
of-
be drunk, to be
oh
honest.
My God. You are so freaking uncultured.
Oh, what do you mean? Teresa, you have to try it.
Listen, no, I've been to Naples, okay? Let me tell you something. Both my grandfather and my grandmother are from Naples, okay?
Yeah.
Some of the best pizza in Italy. It's nobody cooks better pizza, and you're telling people that frozen pizza you got in the freezer next to some freaking fish sticks that are closest to the same is close to the same thing? Are you serious?
Well, you got to try it. It's got a crispy crust. You put a little bit of olive oil onto it. Maybe you sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese on it.
Please.
And I'm like, this is really, really good.
You know what? Listen, I don't know if you're just trying to get a rise out of people.
Definitely you. It definitely works.
Why can't I enjoy a frozen pizza? I don't understand the problem.
You know, enjoy frozen pizza. Listen, when I was little, I'd never forget my nana waking up at 5 a.m. to make the perfect dough, okay? That's what makes good pizza. And she gets the sauce started. You know, you can't get that out of a cardboard box with a picture of some freaking mountain or some whatever on it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really bad.
You guys are shameful, really.
Stop saying you guys. I want nothing to do with
it. Listen, you could be angry all you want. I know what I like, and I thought this was a pretty damn good pizza.
It was good enough,
Teresa.
All three of my daughters know how to make homemade pizza, okay? Because I taught them, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, what you're saying is freaking disrespectful for you to drag Italy into this, especially when I heard you just came back from there. Mm-hmm. Really? You should have talked to the people that were making it while you were there. Maybe you would have learned something.
I'm not- You kill me.
You know, this is unbelievable. I gotta go.
Yeah. Do you take anything in the morning to calm you down? I think coffee is the worst thing for you, Teresa.
Well, You know, I am going to have my coffee, okay? This whole thing is ridiculous.
Okay.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should try it.
I gotta go. Goodbye.
I can't.
Somebody said, Moose, I'm with Teresa. You need help.
You do need help.
You know, not for nothing, but God forbid I try to help everyone out. Let them know on a little golden nugget that I found last time I share my pizza secrets. That's it.
You're not sharing anything. You're like, I don't know the name, guys. It's like really good
it's
one,
like,
but I forgot.
Amore. I think pretty sure that's it.
Sure.
I was going to tell you guys about the new frozen Stouffer's lasagna that's out of this world, but you can forget about that.
No, we'll pass.
98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.